Hello and welcome to What the Fuck Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics, brought to you by Matt Keezer. I'm Joe Amditas. Let's get to it. It's Tuesday, March 20th, 2018. Welcome to day 425. The New York Times says Trump has discussed firing one of his lawyers, while another one is contemplating resignation. Ty Cobb, who has urged Trump to cooperate with Mueller's investigation, appears to be on the chopping block, while John Dowd has considered leaving the team because Trump ignores his legal advice. Trump tweeted that he's, quote, very happy with my lawyers John Dowd, Ty Cobb, and Jay Sekulow, end quote, although he recently met with Emmett Flood, the lawyer who represented Bill Clinton during his impeachment proceedings. Trump also added Joseph E. DeGenovo to his legal team on Monday. DeGenovo is a regular Fox News commentator who has suggested that the FBI and the Justice Department conspired to deny Trump his civil rights. Next, CNN says Paul Ryan said he received assurances that firing Robert Mueller is, quote, not even under consideration, end quote. The House Speaker did not elaborate on the assurances. In January, Mitch McConnell declined to take up proposed legislation to protect Mueller because he knew of no official White House effort to undermine him. Today, McConnell said legislation was, quote, not necessary, end quote, to protect Mueller against the threat of being fired by Trump. Next, NBC News is reporting that Stormy Daniels passed a polygraph exam in 2011 about her relationship with Trump. The examiner found there was a 99% probability that Daniels was telling the truth when she said that she had unprotected sex with Trump in 2006. The White House and Trump's attorney have denied that the president had a sexual relationship with Daniels, whose legal name is Stephanie Clifford. Meanwhile, the New York Times says a former Playboy model alleges she had an affair with Trump, and she's suing to be released from a 2016 legal agreement requiring her silence. Karen McDougal is suing American Media Incorporated, the company that owns the National Enquirer, which paid her $150,000 to buy her story and bury it, a practice known as catch and kill. David Pecker is the CEO of American Media Incorporated and a friend of Trump's. And finally, the New York Post, Washington Post, and The Hill are reporting that a Manhattan Supreme Court judge has ruled that Trump must face a defamation lawsuit by a former Apprentice contestant and said that his job as commander-in-chief does not give him immunity from the lawsuit. Trump had argued that presidents are shielded from civil litigation in state courts under the Constitution's Supremacy Clause. The assertion has never been fully tested by the courts, however, making the ruling a first-of-its-kind decision. And now for something a little different, we have news from the Department of Facebook exit. First up, Cambridge Analytica harvested private information from more than 50,000 Facebook users without their permission, making it one of the largest data leaks in the social network's history. Meanwhile, Bloomberg says the Federal Trade Commission is investigating whether Facebook violated a 2011 consent decree over Cambridge Analytica's access and use of the personal data of 50 million Facebook users. Facebook's chief information security officer, Alex Stamos, is leaving the company following disagreements among top Facebook executives over their response to Russian interference in the 2016 presidential elections, as well as potential interference in the 2018 midterms. Cambridge Analytica's CEO was caught on tape suggesting that the company could entrap political rivals through seduction or bribery. In an undercover investigation by Britain's Channel 4 News, Alexander Nix said the British firm secretly campaigns in elections across the world, using front companies, former spies, and contractors. Cambridge Analytica claimed it, quote, ran all the digital campaign, the television campaign, and our data informed all of the strategy for Trump, according to the undercover investigation. Cambridge Analytica, meanwhile, has suspended CEO Alexander Nix and is launching an independent investigation to determine if the company engaged in any wrongdoing. Mark Zuckerberg and Sheryl Sandberg did not attend an internal employee briefing about Facebook's role in the Trump-Cambridge Analytica scandal. Facebook's stock fell about 7% yesterday, and The Verge has a piece showing you exactly how to delete your Facebook account if you so choose. Moving on to the Department of Swamp Things, Education Secretary Betsy DeVos will testify before the House Appropriations Committee about her education reform plan, which calls for a 5% spending cut and eliminates dozens of programs. Ben Carson, meanwhile, defended the purchase of a $31,000 dining set by telling the House Appropriations Committee that the furniture was necessary because, quote, people were stuck by nails and a chair had collapsed with someone sitting in it, end quote. He did admit, however, that he failed to adhere to a $5,000 federal spending cap for the purchase. Moving on, Three Trump appointees with pro-abstinence beliefs directed the process to end a federal teen pregnancy prevention program last year over the objections of career experts in the Department of Health and Human Services. A new Mississippi law bans most abortions after 15 weeks of gestation, with no exceptions for rape or incest. And a federal judge temporarily blocked the new Mississippi law that bans abortion after 15 weeks and issued a temporary restraining order, which was requested by the state's only abortion clinic. And now to the notables, a list of stories and headlines that didn't make it into the main update but are still worth knowing about. One, an ashamed Fox News commentator quit the, quote, propaganda machine, end quote, denouncing both the network and Trump in an email to colleagues. Two, Trump is preparing to impose $60 billion in tariffs on Chinese products around Friday. Three, Congress and the White House are moving closer and closer to a $1.3 trillion spending bill ahead of a Friday deadline to fund the government before it shuts down again. And four, Trump called Putin to congratulate him on his recent election. And remember, you can find the links and sources for all of these stories, including the notables, on the main website. That's all for now. Visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines, brought to you by Matt Keezer. Until next time, I'm Joe Amditas.